This podcast is brought to you by Lanco Group, your business partner for engineering solutions. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio. German Bundesliga, Damon, as we near the end to the program. Bayern Munich, we know they are high-flying in this competition, but they were brought back down to earth by Liverpool. A 3-1 win for Liverpool at the Allianz in Munich midweek. Munich are in action at that same stadium days after against Mainz. Mainz team that they have dominated in recent seasons. Some big wins against this Mainz side. Mainz haven't had one win at the Allianz in 2016, but no other luck in recent times. I'm expecting that Bayern Munich will respond in the fashion of Bayern Munich normally responding. That's a big win. They very rarely lose, particularly at home. But I'm not so sure this time around. Nikol Kovac and Bayern Munich in that match against Liverpool, it was alarming how much quality they lacked in that match. It was alarming. We know they had a couple of key players suspended, but it was a different look Munich side. And with now, again, a domestic double to play for, but it felt like the nucleus was sucked out of this Munich side midweek. Do they respond in the emphatic style that I am foreseeing against the Mainz side, who have lost three straight on the road in this competition?
Yeah, I think they will. The performance against Liverpool was rather lifeless. They just had nothing really going forward. But they're going to come up against a team who, with all due respect, are of weaker calibre than Liverpool. So I think they will respond in emphatic fashion. I think it could be a matter of how many. I think they will be angry, they will be determined, and they will come out firing and get a comfortable win.
Of course, a 6-0 win in their last match in the Bundesliga, taking care of Wolfsburg. Not as tough a test for them this time around, but they should win. But again, who knows off the back of disappointing exits like that. While they should win, what will Dortmund do? Because Dortmund did pick up a 3-1 against Stuttgart last weekend, but also in doing that, because of Munich's 6-0 win, they lost top spot due to goal difference. And you would imagine that Munich will have them covered on goal difference between now and season's end, which will mean that Dortmund are going to have to make up some points on Munich. It starts this weekend. They go to Hertha Berlin, a Hertha Berlin side that are in indifferent form, not much to play for, mid-table side. But Dortmund go there knowing that they simply need the 3 points. A couple of big matches after the international break to come. How do they fare here against the Hertha Berlin side who, well, we're one of the few sides in the first half of the season to actually take points off Borussia Dortmund and finish 2-2, that one in the reverse.
Who knows? Dortmund's form has just been so inconsistent. 2019 in particular, in this calendar year, they've dropped points against some of the lower teams in the Bundesliga. But from here on, they've lost top spot after being 9 points ahead. There's no excuses from here on. You have to beat teams such as Hertha Berlin if you are to have any chance of winning the Bundesliga title. If they don't pick up all three in this match, it's all over.
I agree. Absolutely all over. They still do have to play Munich, but this is a must win for Borussia Dortmund. Hertha Berlin completely safe from relegation, not going to play European football. You'd think next season, 2 wins from their last 7. Just an absolute must win here for Borussia Dortmund. And the man last time who got the brace against him, Salomon Kalou, has only got 1 goal in his last 5. Dortmund, no excuses here. Absolutely must record all 3 points. The battle for the top four, Munich and Dortmund will certainly finish in the top four, obviously, but Leipzig, Mönchengladbach, that fairy tale Eintracht Frankfurt and Bayer Leverkusen, obviously all in action this weekend. And some interesting tests. Leipzig, how do they respond from a disappointing 0-0 against Augsburg? Only 2 wins from their last 5. This time they travel to Schalke. We know how poor Schalke have been, 3 straight defeats in this competition. Obviously, a woeful performance midweek. They've conceded, I think, 21 in their last 5. Leipzig, though, on their travels this season, haven't been as strong. They have won their last 4, though, on the road against sides that you'd expect them to defeat, 4 of the bottom teams. Schalke are one of those bottom sides. How does Schalke respond? We talk about Munich responding from a disappointing defeat. Schalke conceding 7 at Manchester City. Feel the doors open here for Leipzig to get a road win.
Perhaps. I'm very interested in Schalke from this point on for the remainder of the season. They have been eliminated in the Champions League. It just appeared to be a burden, really, just given the fact that they are battling for relegation in the Bundesliga. But now they only have the Bundesliga to focus on. They can put all their focus and energy into that competition. So I would love to see if their results improve from here on in. but doesn't get a lot easier than a lot tougher than Leipzig side, who a little inconsistent, or have been a little inconsistent this season, but they do have quality, and they will be expected to win this match. And if they do not, then Champions League position is under threat. So they will go out here and hope to get the win against a Schalke side who their future this season is a little unclear.
Mm, no doubt about it. And their position is under threat, you're correct in saying, with Mönchengladbach at home to Freiburg. You'd imagine they'd respond from their 1-0 against Mainz last weekend to back another win. By Leverkusen at home to Werder Bremen. It'll be a tough one. Bremen in great touch, but Leverkusen have just been very strong, particularly at home this season. The one I'm looking forward to, though, is Eintracht Frankfurt. They're at home to bottom place Nuremberg. Nuremberg with just 2 points from 12 matches on the road this season. Frankfurt win this and other results go their way. It could be the best win of it. Could be the best week of their season, obviously going through to the quarterfinals of the Europa League and possibly four straight wins in the Bundesliga to see them rejoin the top four. So a massive opportunity for Frankfurt to take care of the bottom placed side. Other matches this weekend, Augsburg up against Hannover. Huge chance for Augsburg to register another win and stay unbeaten in three and respond from that 0-0 against Leipzig last weekend and distance themselves further from the relegation spots. Stuttgart, Hoffenheim, big test for Stuttgart against Hoffenheim, who still pushing for a Europa League place. Wolfsburg, Dusseldorf, how on earth do Wolfsburg respond from that 6-0 loss to Bayern Munich last time out? I don't have the answer to that. But, of course, all the focus this weekend will still be on the top of the table, Munich and Dortmund, ahead of the international break. Keeping in mind, Munich and Dortmund will meet one another after the international break, the third round after the international break, but within a week, because there are two rounds and also a German Cup. Sorry, the second round after international break, there is a German Cup midweek. So a busy start to Bayern Munich's post-international break period. Dortmund, of course, not in action in the German Cup any longer, but they will have to wait two rounds to take on Dortmund, but will be fully focused on the trip to Hertha Berlin this weekend, which will certainly be a stern test for the proud club.